What's going on, guys? Welcome to Front Page Tech, of course, the show that gives you all the latest tech news from one geek. That's me to another. That is you. And the show that makes you comment with your tongue. How about we try something new today? This is going to get a little crazy. I want you to comment with your ass. Just like, it doesn't have to be like your bare ass. Not saying you're a bear. Just with your pants on, just on your keyboard, on your phone, leave a comment with your ass. That's what I want. Okay, real quick, I need to put this first in the show because it's my show. And if you didn't know it's a thing, you need to know it's a thing. The Samsung Galaxy S7 Edge Injustice Edition, a Batman-inspired Galaxy S7 Edge. Yes, please. It comes with a Galaxy VR headset, which is meh, but a fully gold-plated Batarang. Yeah. Unfortunately, though, it's going to be kind of hard to get your hands on. It's going to be available in June, but only in select territories, including China, Singapore, Korea, Latin America, and Russia. Great. Now, quite obviously, this is happening because of a partnership between Samsung and Warner Bros., apparently to commemorate the third anniversary of Injustice: Gods Among Us, because that's such a huge accomplishment. So huge, in fact, that you have to make a new phone. Either way, yes. Also, I don't want to sound greedy here, and I don't want to sound like a prostitute, but I want this phone. And if anyone out there is listening that could potentially get me this phone, we need to talk, because I want this phone. Wow, what a sad day to be alive. Can we cue some music? Okay, so listen. Can we zoom in as well? I hate to be the one to tell you this, but PayPal has decided to shut down the PayPal app for BlackBerry, hang on, Windows Phone, and Amazon, the Amazon App Store. So they are only going to be supporting their app for iOS and Android. I know this is like f***ing crazy news, and it just came right out of left field and punched you in the dick, but listen, it's true. And if you need help, I'll talk you through it. I will support you. I know this is crazy for everyone out there that uses a BlackBerry or a Windows Phone. I'm here for you. Front Page Tech is here for you. If you need help, just go ahead and tweet at Lucas Cyprian on Twitter, and he'll get you straightened out. In an attempt to completely sync up with the Galaxy S7 name, Samsung is reportedly going to skip the Note 6. And by that, I don't mean like actually completely skip making the phone this year, I just mean the name. Instead of calling it the Note 6, they're gonna call it the Note 7. Apparently it's gonna be curved on both edges, front and back. Cool, awesome, I don't care. On the last episode, I let you guys know that Google has officially discontinued the Nexus Player, and they've added two more things to the discontinued list. Number one, the Nexus 6, which is not a shock there, and also the Nexus 9, which, you know, it might be shocking to you. It was first introduced in 2014, and I would say that around that time, there was a little bit of a spike in popularity. It was really cool to see, but since then, it's kind of died down. There's really no use for Google to continue doing it. Of course, the last collaboration with HTC, the HTC has apparently stopped making the devices, and once stock runs out, that's it. So if you need it, if it's not gone already, go get it for yourself. I'm not even gonna link it down in the description because I'm too lazy. Yo, Twitchers out there! And I don't mean like I don't want to be offended. I don't mean that kind. I just, the people that people that use Twitch, talking to you at this point. Gone are the days where you see something that is totally tits on a live stream on Twitch and you have no way of sharing it with the world, showing your friends or anything like that. Clips, a brand new feature introduced by Twitch that will allow you to do just that. If you see something awesome that you really like, you think it's tits, you can go ahead and share a 30-second clip, and create a 30-second clip from Twitch itself and share it on Twitter, Facebook, Reddit, you know, the whole thing. So, pretty awesome to see. I'm surprised it's taken so long, but I'm sure there's a bunch of stuff that I'm not even aware of that goes on behind the scenes of Twitch and that. Either way, you got it now, cool. Reddit has officially introduced their own image uploading tool. So, pretty much later, Imgur? Some people say Imgur. Imgur sounds better, looks better. Imgur, That's what I'm going to call it. Either way, they use have used a bunch of image uploading tools throughout the years, and they have partnerships, especially with Imgur or whatever it is. I'm not saying these things are completely gone. That's not what I'm going to say. But obviously, this is going to be a huge, massive hit to the use of Imgur or any image uploading tool. I'm kind of surprised that it took so long for Reddit to implement something like this, but then again, I'm not surprised that it's happening now. So, hey, do you follow me on Snapchat yet? No? Well, you should. Here's my Snapchat username image thing that you can scan with your Snapchat phone. Not that you have a Snapchat phone, just a phone with Snapchat on it. Either way, come follow me. I post stuff there sometimes. Probably not enough to want to follow me, but I want you to follow me, so do it. And that's the show. Hopefully you liked it, you learned something. If you did, that subscribe button is down below. Click it or tick it, you bitch. Sorry, that was awful of me to say. Twitter. FET Podcast live tomorrow for sponsors, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Frontpagetech.net. Yay. Bye.